Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Oh,
our John Heyman is reporting that Sonny Gray has just been traded to the Boston Red Sox. That tweet coming out just moments ago from our John Heyman. So Sonny Gray going to the Red Sox. We talked earlier, Anthony, in this show about should the Cardinals revamp or reset, however you want to term it, and maybe that has begun. What's your reaction, Sonny Gray going to Boston?
Yeah, well, they tried to reset a year ago, and it really didn't fall in their favor. And Sonny Gray, you know, about a league average year, but I still like Sonny Gray, his ability to just go out and pitch a ball game. You can start him in the playoffs. My first question here, as we're getting the details as they come out, is, all right, what's the money?
Yep.
It's not necessarily the return. I want to know about the money being moved. How much are the Cardinals eating, if any? If the Red Sox are eating that salary, then the Cardinals could do pretty well in a return. If they're eating some salary, yeah, maybe they can get something back for Sonny Gray. But
well,
I think
he is.
Money is a motivating factor.
How's MLB Network weighing in on the Red Sox trade? If you're just tuning in, they acquired Sonny Gray in exchange for Dick Fitz and prospect Brandon Clark, left-handed minor leaguer. The deal is with the St. Louis Cardinals. That means it's Chaim Bloom on the other side. So he would certainly have familiarity with Clark. I'm trying to remember when Fitz was brought into the organization. I think that was after Bloom. But that's who you're dealing with. If you were hoping that Yoshida would be in the deal and Chaim Bloom would be bringing back some of that salary to offset Sonny Gray's contract, that is not the case. Again, the full deal, Red Sox and cash for Richard Fitz and Brandon Clark.
Brandon Clark, the fifth-ranked prospect in the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a decent prospect.
And Fitz was in the Verdugo deal to the Yankees at the end of 23, going into the, yeah, so December of 23, so whatever that was, 2 years ago, they acquired Fitz.
Yeah, so that was Breslow, right?
That was one of the early moves. But looking at Sonny Gray, he is not somebody that we had really on our radar. We were talking a lot about the two.
Not at all.
No, the two big name free agents, Dylan Cease, Framber Valdez. Then obviously Joe Ryan, which has been a discussion for months and months and months. And then it was like Hunter Green, Mackenzie Gore, Sandy Alcantara, like a bunch of different names. Not Sonny Gray. He's older than all those guys we just named. But he has been pretty good. And if you want to just base it off of last year, not an amazing year, but a 4.28 ERA, did make 32 starts. And he had 201 strikeouts in 180 innings. And looking at it, you know, he's been fairly durable.
Well, that's what Carrabas, Carrabas' tweet nailed it. He's like, this is a guy who can give you innings and you need that.
Yeah.
But he's expensive and he's old. And
so the expensive thing shouldn't matter. It might. It shouldn't matter. Because you can look at it one of two ways. Like, if they're willing to spend whatever it ends up being, I don't know how much cash St. Louis is throwing their way, but let's say it ends up being like $20-something million on Sonny Gray, and he really is the Giolito replacement, and he's not the potential like co-ace that they're thinking with Crochet, but he's like a souped-up number three.
Yep.
Or depending on what Bayo does, like the best number four in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he possibly could be. But if we find out that this prevented them from getting Pete Alonso or one of the Kyles or something like that, then that's insane.
No, that's my fear. So you're right. In a perfect utopian world, the Red Sox would pay Sonny Gray happily 1 year, $31 million plus the buyout. So whatever that calculates out to for the CBT, maybe $41 million. But they bring him in. And they say, well, to hell with it. We're going all in. And we're going to go acquire Joe Ryan. And we're going to sign Bregman and Alonso. I mean, if that's what they do, I love this move.
Yeah.
But we're not in a perfect utopian world. We're in John Henry's world, where they just spent $31 million real dollars. And if the offseason is Sonny Gray and Bregman or Alonso, and we might even be wish casting on that, pick a bat
with Sonny Gray. Is that enough?
Is Sonny Gray and Pete Alonso an upgrade over Bregman and Giolito?
Yeah. Net positive it might be.
So I think it is.
Is that enough for what we were hoping for this offseason?
No.
My answer is no.
Because then you still have...
The Devers money.
Correct.
Yeah, the
like
real...
That's the part where
the real calculus there, when we're talking money,
yeah.
You got to throw Devers into that.
What if it's Alonso, Bregman, and Sonny Gray?
I could probably handle that.
Same. I'd be up with that.
If it's both bats and Sonny Gray, I would give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, because there's no guarantee.
I was aiming higher at a number two starter, yeah. But that I think I could get on board with that. How likely do you think that is?
Slim?
Yeah, I don't think that's likely. So, again, if John Henry wants to wake up and start spending like crazy, we'll all applaud it. And if Sonny Gray's your number three starter with Joe Ryan and two massive bats, awesome.
Let me give you a stat.
I'm not holding my breath on that. In fact, this makes me nervous about the rest of the offseason.
Stat of the week nominee.
Right.
Joe Ryan, Sonny Gray last year threw more innings than any Joe Ryan season.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of that, right? So as much as a lot of us have sort of looked at Joe Ryan, like, oh, this is the guy.
And Joe Ryan really did, like, have one of his best years last year, maybe his best year, right?
Yeah,
last
he had a 3.42 ERA, 171 innings, 194 strikeouts.
Right.
Like, so Sonny Gray had more innings, more Ks. Now, his ERA was worse. I think Joe Ryan's better. Joe Ryan's also 6 years younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Sonny Gray is going to be 36. You said this earlier. Like he is no spring chicken.
No, but it's like a rental. But
they lay a lot of eggs.
But they even reworked it, right? Where it's like it's not even like a team option next year. It's like a mutual option. So they're basically like they don't want to commit to the guy too long.
Right,
they're bringing him in as a 1 year guy.
But is one year at $41 million if you factor in the buyout. You know, I think it's a $10 million buyout.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, that's high.
So you're on the hook for that money either way. Is 1 year at $41 million kind of a sign of John Henry cheaping out and being like, we're not paying guys into 2027 where there might be a lockout. We don't want to take on any long-term salary. Like, that is a lot of money for 1 year, but is that a sign they're going to cheap out? It might be. I know it's weird to say when you're spending $31 million on a pitcher plus the buyout.
But like,
but it's not that different than Bregman. This could be, as Nick came in and said in the break, this could be like a Bregman replacement salary-wise.
But Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber aren't going to command Juan Soto money or even Kyle Tucker money. So that might be the area that they're comfortable playing in. Like, Alex Bregman might walk away, but they committed $120 million to the guy. Mm-hmm. And like they were like, if he just kept opting in, they would have spent $120 million for three seasons of Alex Bregman. So you can argue with like, hey, if you're never going to give out a 10-year contract again, and I'm not talking about like, you know, extending young players. I mean, like in free agency, you're not going to give out a 10-year contract because you've seen how many of those have blown up in the team's face. You got to be still very competitive in that 3-4-5 year window, which to me would still be a successful offseason. Like we just said, if they get bring back Bregman on whatever kind of deal, bring in Pete Alonso to play first, and then you're like, all right, we're going with 1 year with Sonny Gray. We'll see what that looks like. There's no reason to think that Sonny Gray can't have a better season next year than Dylan Cease or Joe Ryan.
No, for sure he could. But look, he makes you better. Sonny Gray makes you a better team. Although Twitch chat pointed this out. I didn't realize this. They said, I hope he handles Boston better than he handled New York. He was pretty terrible in New York.
It was not very good in New York. What was the problem in New York? I honestly don't remember.
4.51 ERA. He was acquired, it looks like, at a deadline and then pitched the full season there in 2018. It was a 4.90 ERA for that year. So, I don't know. I mean, some guys just can't handle big markets like that.
Oh, so maybe that's what that was. Or maybe it's just a rinky-dink ballpark.
Maybe. Could be that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Sonny Gray makes you better.
Mm-hmm.
If he is one of two big moves this offseason, call it this and a bat, Bregman or Alonso, something like that.
Yeah, it's underwhelming.
It's not enough.
No, they need to do more.
He individually makes you better, but hopefully it's the sign of a massive offseason and the Red Sox doing a lot of work. And not for nothing, Keith, but we were talking about this off the air yesterday. It was actually, you know, a visionary comment by you.
Yeah, thanks.
You're like, oh boy, Thanksgiving. That's when they got Schilling. Where
when Jed Hoyer got food poisoned by Schilling's wife.
Where they poisoned Jed Hoyer. They almost killed poor little Jed
when
Hoyer.
When he got his man. Nice job, Hoyer.
I believe the Beckett trade was Thanksgiving as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's all around this time. I feel so like Thanksgiving into Christmas is like when some big, big baseball deals happen.
Schilling, Beckett.
Yeah.
Sonny Gray. And that doesn't quite fit in with the other two.
The Richard Fitz trade that we talked about. Two Richard Fitz trades. This guy's got to keep his head on a swivel around the holidays.
So look, you may think we're too low on the move, or at least I'm too low on the move. We're getting some texts like this. Guys, why are you talking heads, talking so much about the billionaire spending his money? Who gives a crap about John Henry? Well, just John Henry should not have a budget. But I think if we've followed things recently, he does with his baseball team.
Yeah, yeah,
and Sonny Gray's going to take up a large portion of that. Was that the wisest way to spend the money? 617-779-7937. More thoughts on Sonny Gray to the Red Sox. Offseason officially underway here in Boston. Yes.
Real quick update here. Sonny Gray and $20 million are going to Boston for Clark and Fitz.
Okay,
so the Red Sox are on the hook for $21 million, not $41 million.
Okay. That's much more affordable.
Yeah.
That's a lot better.
That is like what Nick's first instincts, like that is swapping out Giolito. Giolito, I think, made 18 last year, give or take, somewhere in there.
So he's an upgrade there.
I think he was going to get a raise if they picked up the option.
Yeah, he would have. So, okay. So it's not necessarily as big of a money commitment.
So
yeah,
Cotillo
had it. I think Rosenthal had it.
So it's $41 million, but the card with the buyout, it's $31 million salary. Yeah. It's a $10 million buyout. Cardinals are on the hook for 20. The Red Sox are paying the other 21. That does make me feel better.
Yeah.
That's a better move.
More money to offer Pete Alonso.
Okay. So where are they at this offseason? You guys can discuss. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on this. Red Sox offseason officially underway. Sonny Gray, how do you feel about it? What else do the Red Sox have in store this offseason? Plus, it's a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston at High Noon. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.